if you're a fan of country music, you'll probably recognize this voice. Grammy-winning country star Clint Black released a new album in June. It had been a while. Out of Sane is his 23rd studio album and his first in 5 years. That's What I Knew Then, written with longtime collaborator Hayden Nichols. I spoke with Clint Black about Out of Sane back in June. So here you are, releasing your 23rd studio album in the middle of a pandemic. That's got to be kind of a different situation.
Yeah, well, everything started off normal enough, and it took a turn. And it's been weird, but not that weird for me, because when I come home off the road, I tend to stay home most of the time. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't that weird for a while, and then it started to become weird.
Well, let's talk about some of the music, because, you know, we are in a moment in this country right now, and I think you know that. When I hear this track, it is called America, Still in Love with You.
We had a rocky start, never certain it would last. We nearly came apart, but now that's all in the past. We stood the test of time, and though it doesn't seem that long, we've towed the line for years now, and we're still going strong. You've gotta know you're not alone. I'm still in love.
Clint Black, tell me about this song, because you sound optimistic about this country at a time when, you know, frankly, many are despairing over the future of it.
Yeah, I am optimistic. I'm a history buff, so I know a bit about what America has been through. So when people say this is the worst it's ever been, I know that's not true. America's aspirations are great. Its future is always uncertain. We can't know what's going to happen next. But if history tells us anything, we will get through this, and we will be more united than ever before.
There may be people who listen to this who also draw on history who say, you know what, this doesn't apply to me. In fact, America is not my friend, like you say in the song, that its deep structural problems through history have kept me down.
Well, I would just remind them that there are a lot of people who fought, some died, to see the change come about. And that should give them hope. I think if you look around for the tiles that didn't stick to the wall, then that's all you're going to know. But if you focus on the ones that stayed, it might give you hope.
I'm still in love with you, even when you lose your way. There's nothing I won't do to bring you better days.
We're going to talk more about your music in just a minute, but I just have to ask you this final question, because I know that you know Donald Trump. You were a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice back in 2009. I mean, what do you think? Has the president been good for this country?
You know, I don't really know him. It's kind of like doing The Tonight Show. When you're on camera and the show is running, that's the interaction.
But he fired you. You know that for sure.
He did fire me. I was grateful, and I was headed home, and they begged me to come back for the finale as a returning cast member, and I regretted that instantly. It's such an abusive environment. As far as Donald Trump goes, as the president, I think if you hate him, you're not going to find anything good, and if you love him, maybe you're not going to find anything bad. You know, I just go with the idea that I have my vote. I'm very private about it. I tend to get upset about government spending, and I haven't seen anyone do a lot about that. And that should be a bipartisan issue. I don't know anyone who squanders their own wealth away with disregard, and we shouldn't stand by and watch our government do it.
Well, listen, thank you for talking politics with me. I know you're here to promote a new album, so let's hear some more of it. This is Everybody's Talking.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
Now, people might remember this song from the 1960s by Fred Neil, featured in the film Midnight Cowboy. Isn't this pretty rare for you to cover something that's not yours? You know, of all the songs you could have picked, why this one?
I kind of was inspired to do that by James Taylor, who I noticed for at least a few albums he would include one cover song. Hmm. And I think it speaks to my influences and hopefully an ability to breathe new life into something that we've all loved for years without ruining it in the process.
Yeah. You know, I love looking back with artists. And so I would you mind if we just, like, listen to something from the 80s and 90s? Because you were huge in the 90s, and I just want to hear a little bit of that, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, this is Where Are You Now?
Maybe I took for granted you'd be around to pick me up on my way down. I thought my feet were planted firmly on the ground till one day my whole world came unwound.
You remember that one, Clint Black?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the rare songs I wrote on the road. My lead guitar player and I wrote it in the back of the bus. His mom was in trouble, health troubles, and she was the person he had relied on his whole life, and now that person wasn't there to help him get through this, sort through it. And that was his burning question, you know, where is that person who's going to help me figure this out?
I remember my dad, just not a very emotional guy at all, just belting the chorus of that song out every time it came on. I grew up listening to you in the 80s and 90s, and I always will remember that song.
That's a burning question on fire in my mind. You always had the answers for me time after time. So all I'm asking is where are.
What's your impression of the 90s? Was it a fun time, a hard time, or what?
It was all of that. It was a whirlwind. It was, you know, it was a time when I was working so hard that my chief concern was, am I going to be able to sing tonight? You know, I remember telling my manager, you know, I'm not Joe Cocker, and I don't want to sound like Joe Cocker. You know, we have to remember the kinds of songs I sing, the sounds and the high notes I have to hit, and we've got a safeguard. It didn't happen, so eventually I kind of fought back against that. And, yeah, I used to tell people, you know, what drives all of my decisions now is, am I going to be able to hit the high note on Put Yourself in My Shoes?
Mm-hmm.
And it became a fight, almost a desperate fight at times, to push back against the pressure to just keep talking.
And if I could only put myself in your shoes, I'd walk right back to me.
That was a good song. I love that song.
Thanks.
Listen, let's hear one more from the new album. Here's Find Myself.
Half my life's been suitcase packed. Some kind of gig back on my back. Seems like one long endless tour. Before I reach
hear some of the high notes there a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. You don't roll out of bed and sing that one.
Look, I consulted this source called Wikipedia who tells me you're 58 years old. How much longer are you going to be making albums? Do you think you have, like, Willie Nelson longevity in you?
Well, God only knows, right? You know, it's all about health, and I still have the desire. I look to people like Willie Nelson, like Eric Clapton, Paul McCartney, and they give me hope. If James Taylor, you know, can still be making some of his best music at his age, maybe I can too.
Clint Black's album Out of Sane is out now. We spoke last June. You're listening to Here and Now.